Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Opinana Malaba Kiri Vardati Opi Janamalaba Kiri Vardati Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachare Yamana Tera Panachari Jaya Radhu Madhuva Kunja Viharari Jaya Manuva Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Varuna Gopi Jana Manava Kiri Varu Dhaute Yasuda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasuda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachare Yamuna Tera Vanachare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad. Paramahansa Paravritakacharya also tell us that she, Shrimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chananda Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ram Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Gajaya Vrindavanam Gajaya Maturidam Gajaya Jagannatha Swami Gajaya Yamanamaya Gajaya Shrimati Lassi Devi Gajaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya Go, Premananda, Hari, 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 go. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Budle, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Gnamini Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pachani, Nevasesha, Sanyavadi, Paschacha Deishatarni. So today we're reading from the 10th canto, 37th chapter, text 3. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Satam Nishamya Vimukko Mukena Kong Vivan Ivab. Ivabhya dravad ati amarshanaha jagana tvadvyam aravinda lochanam adhurasadash achandajavo durachyaha Satam nisamya vimukho mukena kam mukena tam pivan iva vyadravat at yamarshana jagana pavyam aravinda lochanam Rashadas Chanda Jabo Durachaya Satam Nisamya Vimukho Mukena Kang Vibhani Vapya Dravadacha Marshana Jagana Padvyam Aravinda Lochanam Durasadas Chanda Javo Durachyaha Satam Nishamya Vimukho Mukhena Bhakam Vibhani Vabhya Dravadachya Marshanaha Jagana Padvyam Aravinda Lochanam Durashadas Chanda Javo Durachyaha
Thank you.
Anyone else? No? Saha. He, Keshi. Tam. Him, Krishna. Nishamya. Seen. Abhimukaha. In front of himself. Mukena. With his mouth. Kom. The sky. Piban. Drinking up. Eva. As if. Avyadravat. Ran forward. Atiyamarshanaha. Very angry. Jagana. He attacked. Padbhyam. With his two legs. Aravindalochanam. The lotus-eyed Lord. Durasada. Unapproachable. Chanda. Fierce. Javaha. Whose speed? Durachiyaha. Unconquerable. So, translation. Seeing the Lord standing before him, Keshi ran toward him in extreme rage, his mouth gaping as if to swallow up the sky. Rushing with furious speed, the unconquerable and unapproachable horse demon tried to strike the lotus-eyed Lord with his two front legs. So you can repeat. Seeing the Lord standing before him, Keshi ran toward him in extreme rage, his mouth gaping as if to swallow up the sky. Rushing with furious speed. The unconquerable and unapproachable horse, demon, tried to strike the lotus-eyed Lord with his two front legs. So there's no purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, so I'll speak a few words. So first, Satam nisamya bimukho mukhena kam piban nivabhya dravadatya marshana jagana patyam aravinda lokshanam durasadas chanda javo durachiyaha. So omagana timidanda sya gananjana shalakaya chakshur and miditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So one thing we're going to talk about, perhaps the only topic we're going to talk about today, is something that's mentioned here, ati amarshanaha, which basically means extremely or very angry. So we're going to talk about anger today. Because as we're aware, there's three gates leading to hell, lust, anger, and greed. So it's interesting, lust, anger, and greed. Lust means that I basically want to use someone for satisfy my senses. And of course, what is commonly called L-O-V-E, sannyasi is not allowed to say that word, but what is commonly called love is actually lust in this material world, where we see someone as an object rather than a subject, you understand? And of course, lust, and then greed means we just want to possess something. And of course, lust and greed can be there at the same time, basically. You can lust to try to enjoy someone, you greedy want to possess them. So let's talk about anger. And I took a lot of quotes from the Bhagavad Gita. For those of you who don't know what the Bhagavad Gita is, it's spoken by Krishna a little over 5,000 years ago to Arjuna. And anger is dealt with quite a bit in the Bhagavad Gita. And there's one particular verse we're going to start with that really describes what's happening here with this particular demon. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demon demons become envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in their own bodies and the bodies of others, and blasphemes against the real religion. So, of course, that's in the chapter Divine and Demoniac Nature, chapter 16. Bhagavad Gita, I believe it's the 18th text. So these are the factors that sort of like lead up to us, or it's us, you know, us too, who when we're in Maya, to people getting angry. False ego. What is false ego? False ego means I and mine. And there's a real conception in the spiritual world of ego, of self. You know, the Mayavadis say you have to get rid of conceptions of self. But the real conception of self is what? I am Jivara Svarupa Hoi Nitya Krishna Das. And actually, even on a higher level, is Krishna belongs to me, right? You know, first we start, of course, don't go to that level right now. I belong to Krishna, I'm Krishna's property. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva lokamaheshram suridam sarva bhutanam yatvam am shanti mrichati. In the fifth chapter of the Gita, Prabhupada gives this as the peace formula. Prabhupada gave several classes utilizing this particular verse to illustrate what he called the peace formula. So this peace formula is the opposite of false ego. False ego is I and mine. Ishwaroham. Aham bogi. What? Siddhoham. Balaban suki. That's the, as I've often said before, that's the demon's Gayatri mantra. Ishwaroham. I am the controller, you know. Just like it's described here, bewildered by strength. So this demon, he's strong. You know, Keshi demon is not just a weak 98-pound, or 96, whatever, pound weakling horse. He's strong, so he's bewildered. Ishwara, and he thinks, you know, I am powerful. Ishwara, hum. A hum, bogi. And, you know, there must be some desire to be the enjoyer. I'm going to enjoy killing Krishna. Siddho hum. I'm perfect. Balavan, I am very powerful, again. And Suki, I'm happy. So, actually, these factors, when we think like that, they actually stimulate our anger. When I think, you know, I'm powerful, I'm the controller. You know, sometimes, even in my service, sometimes I'm thinking, I'm the controller. Why don't people listen to me? And I just get angry, isn't it? Ishwaraham aham bhavi, siddhoham balaban suki. So the opposite of that is bhoktaram jagatapasam. That, you know, Krishna is what? The enjoyer. He's the bogi. Sometimes in the early days of the movement, the devotees would call each other bogies, isn't it? Because they were enjoying, like, you know, so God forbid someone would get married, we say they're just bogies. They probably would often talk about bogey, yogi, and rogi. Anyway. Prabhupada said, bogey goes to the restroom, you know, twice a day, a yogi once a day, and a rogi more than that. Rogi means sick. So anyway, say, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. I'm the enjoyer, the object of austerity and sacrifices. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Ishvara. I'm the Ishvara of all the worlds. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, I'm the well-wisher of all living entities. Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. Of course, then the word Shanti is there. In this way, one can actually be Shanti and conquer anger if one realizes that. you know, one keeps thinking one's the controller. It's just anger becomes manifest. So anyway, so this is the demoniac mentality where one is bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger. And generally, when we're talking about anger, we refer to this famous verse in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter, 62 and 63, isn't it? Jayato vishayak pumsam sangostesha bajayate sangat sanjayate kama. Kama krodha vijayate. What does that mean? That first there's, a contemplation of some sense object. Not only sense object, you know, there's subtle thoughts too that we contemplate, like Ishwarohamaham bhogi, I'm the controller. May not be a particular gross sense object right there. Jayato vishek ang pumsam. This person contemplates something or concept, subtle concept or gross object. Jayato vishek pumsam. Sangos te shubha jayate. And then the more you contemplate it, then what is it? Thinking, feeling, willing, the three stages that occur. Then you get attached to it, right? Isn't that what happens? So therefore, someone who's intelligent is like the proverbial tortoise. The proverbial tortoise mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita is that someone who understands, you know, if I contemplate this particular sense object, you know, for it may be like the opposite sex or the same sex nowadays, or it may be a car. You know, you contemplate a particular, oh, I really have to have that car. You get attached to it. So a devotee understands, pull the senses back. You know, don't think you can deal with this. That's why it's generally recommended that people not be alone with a member of the opposite sex. Of course, nowadays, you know, who knows, alone with your cat or dog or something like that. Because balaban indriya grama, vidvan eva ikarshati. You've all heard that statement before? Because the senses are what? Balaban. Just like you have the word bhagavan, that means Krishna, full of opulence. So the senses are powerful. Full of power. Wow, isn't it interesting? Balavan, indriyograma, vidvanivikarshati. So someone, even if someone is extremely intelligent and determined, I mean, just like Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni, poor guy. He was just trying to be a Brahma Rishi, and he was meditating, and Indra, of course, sends Menaka. He's just meditating, trying to, you know, just engage in austerities. And then what happens? Immediately he just forgets about it. Balaban Indriya Grama. He's highly qualified. I think much more qualified than any of us, isn't it? I mean, we're just so proud, you know, we Westerners, born in nice Malecha, Yavana, whatever you may call families. You know, I'm intelligent. I have Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, Bhakti Prema. That's funny. So, but he, you know, he was extremely intelligent. He's a different age. I mean, he was a brilliant guy. And Menaka comes in and that's it. Forget it. Another time, of course, he's contemplating how he's the controller and a bird passes stool on his head. Yeah, there's some bird. It's happened to me before, too. One time I was in Govardhan. And I was passing under a tree, and I felt a little tinkling on me. And it was a monkey. It wasn't a bird. And so, of course, I got angry. So he succumbs to anger. So Jayato Vishal Punsam Sango Station for Jayate. So one has to really just be extremely careful, not because if one's proud, one can think that they can do anything and not succumb to either subtle or gross attraction for either sense objects or for, you know, this concepts of oneself that are actually not real, like being the controller, being whatever, like our friend Keshi here. So Jayato Visham Pumsam Sangos Teshu Pajayate. So the when detachment arises, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, then thinking, feeling, willing, right? Like if I mention in class your favorite food right now, like whatever your favorite food is, and I start to talk about it, let's say it's bagels or something, talk about it and then talk about how nice it is and everything like that, you start to contemplate and then you think about it, thinking, feeling, and you, like the Pavlovian dogs, start to salivate and then guess what I'm going to do after class? You know, you're trying to concentrate on class, but actually you're thinking about bagels instead of Bhagavatam. And then you do it. And there's not, of course, that's not sinful. But one has to be really careful. Sangos Teshu Pajayate, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. When it reaches the stage of thinking, feeling, willing, then you really can't restrain yourself at that point. So you got to start it at the beginning, you know, just like pull the senses back, you know, all right, I meant to control the senses. And of course, this can be done when one functions on the intelligence platform. Intelligence means that one has some longer term objective in life. The mind is mostly focused on the shorter term objectives, thinking, feeling, and willing. But the intelligence, not always, but the intelligence is focused on, you know, what do I want to do? What is my goal? What is my purpose in life? And then based upon that intelligence, one can restrain or pull back the senses or not contemplate sense objects, and then ultimately engage the senses in Krishna consciousness. So that's another verse in the Bhagavad Gita that I just quoted. Oh, actually, I should complete the verse. Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kama Kara Vijaya Kara Bhavati Samoha. Then one gets bewildered. Samoha Smriti Vid Brahmaha. So Smriti Brahmashad Nashtabhuri Nashtabhuri Vinashati. And then one just loses his whole objective or focus or goal or value in life. Here's another verse. I mean, there's so many interesting verses. Oh, here's a, actually, this is from the purport. So if we're able to be free from anger, those who are free from anger and all material desires are self-realized, self-disciplined, and constantly endeavoring for perfection are assured of liberation and the supreme in the near future. So it's really important. And Prabhupada here says in the purport to 16th chapter. A krodha means to check anger. Even if there is provocation, one should be tolerant. For once one becomes angry, his whole body becomes polluted. Anger is a product of the mode of passion and lust. So one who is transcendentally situated should check himself from anger. And that's actually from the purport. And let's see if there's another verse I wanted to read here. Just finally, another verse from the 16th chapter. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, son of Pritha. So, basically, one shouldn't think that they're immune from this. I mentioned Vishwamitra Muni. I wanted to mention another example too. Let's take even the great sage Vashishta, who was, you know, actually is a great devotee too. And so Vishishta Muni, this is a story from the Bhagavatam. Once upon a time, Vishishta Muni had a disciple. His name was Maharaj Nimi. And Maharaj Nimi wanted to do a sacrifice, you know, some devotional sacrifice. And Vishishta Muni, he wanted his disciples to wait, because he had another sacrifice, and his sacrifice was in the heavenly planets, and his sacrifice was probably going to pay a lot more dakshin than the sacrifice on the earth planet. So, you know, there's the contemplation. Several ways, he's contemplating the dakshin. It was actually interesting, contemplating the dakshin. So he's contemplating the dakshin, considering himself, also contemplating his position as a great guru. Now, I don't want to criticize him, but basically this is what was happening. So he goes up to the heavenly planets. Maharaj Nimi, he is thinking, what? Durlabha manasa janma tadap dhruvam arthadam. And of course that's from Prahlad Maharaj, but he wasn't thinking that particular verse. But he was thinking, this human birth is very rare. One shouldn't waste one moment of the human life. You can't buy back one moment. You know, if you are frivolous and you do something that has no redeeming value to it, you can't even buy it back for millions of, probably millions of dollars. So anyway, so he was thinking like that. And so he said, let me go ahead and do the sacrifice. I mean, who's going to get angry because a devotee did a sacrifice when his guru wasn't there? I mean, I wouldn't, certainly I wouldn't get angry if a disciple did a sacrifice when I wasn't there. You know, I'm happy if they do it when I'm not there. So anyway, I'd rather read Bhagavatam. So anyway, so he does the sacrifice, and sort of toward the end of the sacrifice, so his guru comes back, and his guru gets angry. You know, I'm the guru, you're supposed to listen to me. You know, he's thinking, you know, I'm the controller again. This is also a contemplating thing, thinking you're the controller. So the guru gets angry, Vashishta gets angry, so angry with the disciple, he curses the disciple to die. You know, the guru is supposed to be, you know, well-wisher, you know, all those other things. The best friend of the living entity of the disciple. He says to the disciple, you should be near Deha. You should be without a body. And the disciple says, thank you, Guru Maharaj. He says, you should be near Deha too. You know, there's an exchange, loving exchange between the disciple and the guru. You should also be Dai, Guru Maharaj. So Nimi was so powerful that even his curse to his guru took effect and the guru died. So one has to be very careful dealing with disciples. So you don't know who you're dealing with. So anyway, so they both died. And of course, later on, Vishishta appears through the seminar Mitra and Varuna. That's a different story. And King Nimi, his body was preserved by the sages, because they haven't finished the sacrifice at this particular point. The sages finished the sacrifice, and the demigods come down, say, you know, what benediction do you want? They said, let King Nimi come back to life. And basically, they brought him back to life. I guess he was preserved in some vat of oil. And he came back, and he said, I don't want to be back to life. I was back to Godhead. And so they let him go back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. And they later on were able to genetically engineer things so that they were able to have a son from his body, cloning or something like that. That's called churning, maiti. Therefore, King Nimi the sons of King Nemi were known as the dynasty of Janaka after that point. Janaka 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and eventually you get the Janaka, who was the father of Sita Devi. So, however, anger is sometimes appropriate. Like when Krishna is killing the demons, of course, that's completely appropriate for Krishna to get angry at the demons. And actually, his anger is not because of frustration, because he's contemplating sense objects. His anger is out of compassion. Well, recently we've been reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu getting angry at Venkatabhata. It's an interesting story. Venkatabhata was, he's the head of the Balabhacharya Sampradaya. It comes from Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya. I was just doing some research on that yesterday, because we're dealing with that in class. Tonight's class, I'm going to actually talk about the whole history of Balabhacharya or Balabhata. So he approaches Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Previously in Varanasi, he had a very good relationship with Lord Chaitanya, but at this particular point, he's developed this pride. You know, a lot of pride. And he comes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, he's praising Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lord Chaitanya understands that even his praise of Lord Chaitanya is a display, a prideful display of his erudition and realization. That's interesting, isn't it? You know, one may have a lot of realization, but and be displaying it publicly or to another person because one's prideful of one's realization. Actually, it says generally you should hide your worshipable deity, you know, hide your beads too. Hide your worshipable deity. It should be something that's really secret. You know, let's say if I had realized something, which I haven't realized anything, but if I had realized that my nature in the spiritual world and I talked about it, that would be prideful. Or if I had felt some symptoms of ecstasy and in the morning was crying before the deities, you know, I'd be showing off, because I don't have any symptoms of ecstasy, but anyway, I just have mundane symptoms, but I'd be showing off something that, you know, that may be there, but then I would lose it, isn't it? Because I'd be prideful of something. Krishna says, Yasya Hamanu Granami Harishye Tadnanam Shanai. Of course, sometimes we take that verse as indicating that, you know, someone is has a lot of wealth or something, Krishna takes it away, and then one is left penniless, and one's friends and relatives reject them. That's generally the translation. But also, if one is proud of something, then Krishna may just, like, take it away, and then one is just left with chanting Krishna's holy names. Like that. So anyway, so getting back to the story, Balabhavata. So Balabhavata, he was proud of his realization, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little disturbed with him, and he chastised him in a little interesting way. He started describing all the great devotees. He said, you know, Lord Chaitanya said, I don't know anything, but he started describing all these great devotees that were around him, like Srila Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Roy, he went through the whole group of devotees. And Balabhavata felt like a little glowworm, in, you know, with all these suns and effulgent personalities around. But then still, Balabhavata continued with his pride. He went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I would you like to hear my interpretation of the holy name? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know, get away, basically get away. He said, I don't know anything about the holy name. All I know is Krishna, Govinda, like that, Nanda, Nandana. And then even Balabhavata had the gall to say to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would you like to hear my commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam? I, you know, surpassed basically the commentary of Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami, of course, is the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada would consult this commentary when Prabhupada was writing his Bhaktivedanta commentaries. And so then Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who does not respect the Swami, Swami means, of course, can mean a sannyasi, it can refer to Sridhar Swami in this particular case, it can also refer to husband. Anyone who does not respect the Swami is a prostitute. So, you know, so Lord Chaitanya was angry with him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exhibited a little anger, of course this was for a different purpose, towards Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, who was continually associating with Balabha Bhatta. It's not that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami wanted to do that, but Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was such, let's say, a submissive nature that Balabha Bhatta pushed himself on him and read his commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam to Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya was like feigning anger towards Gadadhar Pandit Goswami to test Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. In other words, his anger at that point, his feigning anger, was to test Gadadhar Pandit Goswami to see if Gadadhar Pandit Goswami would say something. But Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, in the mood of Srimati Rukmini Devi, it's interesting, you know, it's interesting, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is considered to be an incarnation of Radharani, or appearance of Radharani, but actually, the acharyas describe that Radharani with the bomb, or the left-handed mood taken by Lord Chaitanya instead. So Lord Chaitanya exhibited that left-handed mood. So anyway, so that's what we've been reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in other words, Lord Chaitanya sometimes exhibited appropriate anger for the purpose of rectifying someone, for the purpose, and Prabhupada did that too. I mean, there was this one, I think his name was Vishal, he would sometimes, every time Prabhupada would come out of the temple in Vrindavan, he would say, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada was looking around and seeing that things were not so clean. They said, Prabhupada said, do something practical. You know, so there was some anger there, but the anger was not due to frustration, false ego, pride, contemplating sense objects, wanting something. It was due to absolute compassion and care and Krishna's pleasure. So a devotee can exhibit anger like that, but we have to be very, very careful to not consider our anger to be spiritual when there's some tinge of false pride, tinge of attachment, tinge of attachment to our position. So, you know, we really have to be introspective and be very careful about being angry. Of course, we can get angry when someone's blaspheming Krishna, when someone is blaspheming a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is appropriate, but still we have to be really, 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 really careful because oftentimes our anger is a manifestation of different attachments. So, any questions or comments? You got 1.5 minutes left. Yes. Devotees. Right.
So that's a form of compassion, but a little different. It's sort of like Krishna and I have
gotten Yeah.
You know, protecting the devotee from killing them.
Yes. Yeah, that's appropriate. And out of compassion. Because this killing of the demon is actually compassionate, too. You know, the question is raised, that actually in the seventh, before the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, why is Krishna not equal to everybody? But he is equal because his anger, his killing, is actually a compassionate act. It's not like he hates. You know, our anger You see, we put this we put labels on people that cause us to hate people. You know, he's a rascal, he's a demon. And we hate them because of that label. But Krishna's not putting labels on it, someone. He's acting out of love, even when apparently it would look externally to be, you know, if it happened in my case, it would be like animosity. It's not really animosity in the same way. I mean, he's protecting the devotees, and also samoham sarvabhuteshu namedvesho sinapriyaha, as Krishna says in the Gita, that no one is especially my friend and no one is especially my... Shelter, isn't it? It reminds me of my childhood. And the, what is it? And the walls came tumbling down. Not hopefully not. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Stasis. Ananda. Go, 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 thank you. Australia it's safe. Sometimes a big time. So my like they are me. I do have a tara. I'm a pinna, but no aragon, can't you change tomorrow? Can't you show me my up, not cheap bar or Atina mama mantra, aku tu imane. Akate vege, no la prabhu, charane pori. Hare Rama Ganti. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Adi Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Paramahansa Paramahansa Kacharya also Tera Satishi Shivad, His Divine Grace Savaya Chalana the Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Huyadas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sai Goho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rabbu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Gajaya Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Maturanam Kijaya Jagannatha Swami Kijaya Manamaya Kijaya Srimati Lasi Devi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya Gaur Premananda Hari Bol, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Shri Madhavakta Vananda Swami Stay Saswati Vaneva Sesas and Nirvati Pasha Devi's Attorney. Lord Govardhachandra is calling, wake up sleeping soul, wake up sleeping soul. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You've forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the cycle of birth and death. You have ascended just to save you. I am your only true friend. Other than me, what friend do you have? I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you suffer. Take this great chance for deliverance, Maha Mantra, the names of Hari. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, falling at the Lord's lotus feet, take shelter of the Harinam mantra, the Lord's holy name. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Jai Shikshastika. Jarpana Marjanam, Papa Mahadvagni Nirvapanam, Jaya Kairavi Chandrika Vitaranam. Pratipadam pranamritas padanam sarvatma snapadam param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam nam nam akari bahuda nijasarva shatish tatrapi tani matas maranena kala etadrishi tavakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaya vani shani nanam rah